This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The weather up in the Pacific Northwest has been pretty good so far this spring. Welcome news for blueberry farmers in Washington State who are looking at a harvest worth a cool $100 million or so. But weather being weather, cold snaps are a threat all the way till early June, so farmers wage epic battles against frost. From Prosser, Washington, Anna King of the Northwest News Network has our story.
Cold bites at night. That's the frost alarm. It looks retro, like a radio from the 1940s. It sends workers scrambling from their beds when temps drop too low. Boots on, up and out to save tender fruit buds. Farm supervisor Arnulfo Munoz says the alarm is a bit tough on his marriage. His wife is not a fan.
Oh, every time she feels cold outside, she says, oh, the alarm again? Are you going to sleep or are you going to let me sleep?
A skeleton crew of farm workers rattles out with the first alarms to drive around the pitch black fields. Keith Oliver oversees hundreds of acres of valuable fruit here at Olson Brothers Ranches.
With our organic blueberries right now, we spend the most money per acre growing them, and we can make the most money per acre selling them if things go right.
Here's the battle plan. Workers find the coldest spots, then scramble to start irrigation sprinklers. It sounds weird, but spraying water takes a bite out of the cold. Then giant wind machines turn over to life, and workers light up hundreds of propane heaters. Timing the cold war each night is key. Wake workers up and start burning lots of fuel too soon?
It's like, burning money.
Thousands of dollars per hour. Start the fight too late, even one night. Major crop fail.
So see how there's little circles of darker green?
Which is why at Washington State University, scientist Gwen Hotzheitzel is spending a lot of time deliberately freezing down hundreds of blueberry buds. She wants to know exactly when they die. She takes a razor and slices a bud open. Inside are bitty orbs of green.
They're almost like half a size of a pinhead, little tiny circles of green inside the bud part.
She's looking for signs that the frost won the fight.
Well, when they're dead, they're little pinheads of brown.
The moment those tiny bits of green die is a really complex thing to predict. You have to account for sunny days, cold nights, how much rain, wind, and cloud cover there is. It's a guessing game now, but Hotzheitzel is recording thousands of different scenarios into her computer model to help farmers. She thinks it's going to take 10 years. Back amid the blueberries, this is Oliver's 31st spring battling frost on this same fertile ground. His blue eyes are mostly bloodshot, determined.
We go for it. We don't want to give up on the year in the spring. We're going to fight the frost.
In June, frost retreats. Then farm workers get ready for harvest and sweltering 100-degree desert temps. In Prosser, Washington State, I'm Anna King for Marketplace.